Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, it is time for this.
It's Bruins Thursday on WEEI.
That's the reason Boston fans get skittish.
And it's time for the most feared hockey analyst in America.
That's good hamburger, but it's not steak.
Former Beast defenseman and head coach Mike Melberry.
They're a freaking mess. You make a comment about the great one and not be 100% positive. I needed a cup of coffee, to be honest with you.
Right now on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Mike Melberry is brought to you this week by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh since 1860, and by the Wiseman straight bourbon whiskey from Kentucky Owl. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Wait, this is sponsored by a whiskey company?
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. Are you
all right? I'm proud of that.
Would you be a bourbon or a rye? Would you be a rye guy or a bourbon guy?
No, I'm really just a Jameson guy.
Well, we just lost that sponsor. Thanks, Mike.
Wait till you try the Wiseman.
I would try the bourbon, of course, but anyway.
Listening to your anti-vax stuff, did you read about the guy that went into a pizzeria or Regina and wouldn't wear a mask and talk to the manager?
Yeah, we were just, that's what that audio that we just played from that woman was about this guy who got violent in the North End said he was from the neighborhood and that he didn't need to wear a mask. So it's unfortunate.
Maybe just the hood, right? I don't really like wearing a mask at all. I was in Florida last week and nobody wears a mask.
Yeah.
They don't care right. What happens in Florida. It's a relief. This guy going in to get a pizza, you think for 5 minutes you could strap on a mask and, chin diaper and get it over with. But I guess he was, he was too hungry to do that apparently.
What part did you, of Florida did you go to?
My sister and two brothers are in Delray, so I managed to snag one of their spare rooms and stayed for a week and had a great time. I mean, T-shirts and shorts every day. What the hell are we doing living here now?
I know.
Yeah. And no mask.
Great question.
Wide open.
Well, Wiggy and I and Ken and Curtis and Courtney were talking earlier about Tuukka and about the goalie situation, and I wanted to ask you, first of all, is this the way it's going to go where they are there's essentially no number one goaltender, they're going to platoon? And if so, is that an issue you think for this team?
No, it's not an issue. It's been a trend for the last, 10 or so years, maybe more, to use both goalies pretty, not equally, but maybe 60-40 in the regular season. And then you basically ride a number one goaltender in the postseason. And I think that's what will happen. I mean, you might find time for the second goaltender in the postseason if it gets to be a really crammed schedule. But the reason for the split 60-40 is to make sure you get your number one guy ready. He gets enough games, and he's fresh enough to go through, a long playoff run.
Mike, but usually when they do that, right, there already is a number one. And I personally believe that the number one goalie is Tuukka. You don't bring back a Vezina winner to say, okay, you have to compete to get your job back when you've kind of proven that you could bring us to a Stanley Cup. You're a Stanley Cup caliber goalie. I get that feeling. Do you get the feeling that, like, Tuukka is viewed as, all right, we want you to be the number one?
Without a shadow of a doubt, he's the number one goaltender unless he loses it. I mean, games like he had a couple of nights ago are ways to lose your number one status, but I don't think that's going to happen often. I mean, they had a hell of a game against Nashville. There were 90 hits in the game. They banged each other up, and then they just laid an egg against Carolina. And or you could view it as this is a team, Carolina, that's cream of the crop, and they're going to have to get through it, and it could be a signpost for the Bruins, but I just looked at it as a sort of a drop-off after the Nashville game where they really they poured their heart and soul into it, and they were a little beat up. So when it
comes to Tuukka knocking the rust off, how long should he be given? Like, how long does that take?
There's no set answer to that, but I'd say it's going to take, you know, it's going to take 6 weeks, couple months. He wasn't out that long, and, you know, it wasn't that serious a surgery. So I think he should be able to get back on track pretty quickly. And I'd say by playoff time, he should be ready to go. And I think they'll ride him.
Mike, when you look at February and that 2 weeks that they were supposed to have a break, now they've got six games, four on the road, two in Ottawa. Does that worry you at all when you look at this team? Obviously, they've been playing well except for that last game, but tiredness-wise, is that going to come into effect, especially when you look at the end of this team season when they have such a packed schedule?
It's brutal. There's no question about it, but they had to, you know, they postponed the games and they don't want to lose a penny of revenue. God forbid that Jerry Jacobs wouldn't be less than a billionaire plus. But, I mean, it is what it is. Everybody's going to face the same problems in terms of scheduling. Maybe not quite as severe as the Bruins. But they were going to put him in someplace. And probably it's actually a good thing that the Bruins don't have to send guys to the Olympics, because it does open up a 2 or 3 week window so they can space these games a little more equitably and get them in. But there's no doubt that they have a steep hill to climb in the last 2 months of the season, and it's not going to give them a leg up when it comes to playoff performance.
Mike, this is kind of like a two-part question. With the trade deadline being almost 2 months
away. Don't confuse me, Wiggy.
No, it's very simple. With the trade deadline being about 2 months away, what do you think they go after, a defenseman or a forward? And do you think there's any communication that they might be having with David Krejci, very Ooh, similar to kind question. Of the Tuukka Rask situation? Like, hey, you can come back whenever you like.
I would say that answers a lot of their questions. We started talking about the Bruins way back when, and the biggest issue I had, I think we all recognize, was the number two spot at center. And Charlie Coyle has got his 8 goals, and he's a strong player and a good player and a third line centerman. And I love him for that role, but the Bruins still have a massive hole in the second line, and Krejci would fill that role. If they can, if I were them, and I know he's still got some time left. I mean, there's not a lot of time left on his tires, but I think there's time, and he would fill a role with a quick Taylor Hall and a Pastrnak who adores Krejci. That would just fill a whole bunch of holes in my mind. And so I would say I'd be looking for a defenseman at this point. I would be looking for a solid defenseman that could play with a little physicality, and I think that would be my number one priority at this point of the season.
Hey, Mike, Linus Allmark has the no-trade protection. But is there any chance he
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell? But could they convince him to waive it? Did you ever, like, try to convince a player to just accept that we don't want you anymore and you got to remove that and we're going to deal you somewhere?
Well, I never really had to deal with the no trade, no movement clauses. They just didn't happen until the last decade or so. And I was out of the GM position at that point. But I think clearly, if you want Swayman to be in your future, that at some point, either now or in the off season. I mean, look at Edmonton. God, could they use a goaltender? I don't know if Olmark answers their questions, but I mean, they can't get it straight. They got two of the best players in the world, and they can't get out of their own way. They've lost a whole basketful of games in the last little while, mostly because their goaltending sucks. So I think that's an option, I don't know where Omar is. I don't know the guy at all, where his head is at, but I'd be thinking that way. But it's really a problem they've created themselves, the Bruins.
Wasn't that the Petro deal you did, essentially a no-trade deal? Well, I think he's still being paid on that currently.
Oh, wow.
Don't be an ass. I did not give that guy the deal. You have to – someday we'll talk about the ownership situation on Long Island.
Okay.
Charles Wong came in and said he wanted to give DiPietro a 12-year deal, and I said, you're nuts.
I think he said, I'm going to make it
a 14-year deal.
I think he's making $47 million this year.
I think he's living in Winthrop, too.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, I hope you understand that Greg has the EEI DiPietro deal. So, I had an honest question. Who was the biggest tool, GM, that you had to deal with that you felt like was below board, like he was lying to you? Who was the worst person you negotiated trades with in your time in the NHL?
Wow. Give me a week and let me think about that.
All right, good tease.
Ask me that question next week. It's a good question because there were some guys that were truly liars in the business. And I guess that's what they were doing their job for. They were trying to do the best for their team. But when you're trying to make a deal, as a general manager, I thought it was important to be somewhat honest with each other. And maybe not put all your cards on the table, but, you know, the best deals are the ones where both guys make out okay and you can walk away happy, nobody gets embarrassed. But, you know, obviously there are deals where you get lucky. I mean, I had a deal once with Toronto, Cliff Fletcher, and the team had – it was my first year with the New York Islanders, and the owners came in and said, you've got to cut the payroll 25% in the next month. Oh, thanks. That's a nice deal. So I had to trade Wendell Clark and Matthew Schneider, our best forward and our best defenseman. And I got Toronto's number one pick and Kenny Onsen, who turned out to be a terrific defenseman for us, and the goaltender turned out to be Roberto Luongo. So sometimes out of a pile of mud, you can make some magic, but it's a dangerous game you play, and trying to get a guy to deal with that's honest and fair anyway, at least fair, is important as a general manager. But there are some sleazebags out there, and I'll think about that for a week and get back to you.
All right.
Well, from the sleazebags to the good guys, I'm sure you talked about it on Fight Club, but Willie O'Ree and the game the other night for him, what did he mean to you and your career?
Honestly, Willie was way before my time.
Right.
I'm happy for him that he managed a moment in the sun for himself. I mean, I think he played, you know, not a lot of games, but he broke a barrier that needed to be broken. And I've had the chance to meet him. Really nice guy, really down-to-earth, honest guy. I think you guys have probably seen the interviews with him. And, you know, he's well-spoken and a great representative for the league and for black players, and it was a special moment for him. I'm sorry that he couldn't actually be in person at the event because of this pandemic BS, but it is what it is. But it was a good night, good day for Willie, and I'm sure he'll never forget it.
All right, Mike, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you again next week.
Good stuff.
Okay, I got a week, and I'll think about that question.
All right. You can get back to Curtis about that. Mike Milbury, we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.